We're back here on Giants.com with your Giants Insider. I'm John Schmuck. We're joined by Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated. Albert, first of all, we're at the Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. What's the buzz you're hearing off the first day of practices today?
Well, I think the big thing is the quarterbacks that everybody's watching. And, you know, it's a little unusual that they'd have two quarterbacks of that caliber here. And so you look at the two of them, and, I mean, they'd be two of the top 15 picks. And I think the interesting thing about it, you got Josh Rosen, who's not here. You got Sam Darnold, who's not here. And those two guys have been the presumptive number one and number two guys. And this really gives Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen a shot at making up ground.
No doubt about it. And the Giants, of course, are doing business on the side as well. Pat Shurmur announces their head coach on Monday. What type of head coach will he be, and what does he bring to the New York Giants?
Well, he is 100% the kind of guy they need to develop a quarterback. And so you've got not only Eli Manning here, and you're going to have to manage him going forward over the next couple of years to try to make the most out of the twilight of his career, but you're also going to be developing a young one, in all likelihood, whoever the second overall pick is.
And, of course, he'll work with Dave Gettleman, the Giants' new general manager, to kind of fill out this roster and fix those issues. What do you think the focus of the franchise is going to be this offseason to try to obviously turn around a really rough 2017?
Yeah, I mean, I think the number one thing is finding a way to build depth into the roster. You know, I think the problems that you saw last year actually existed the year before, but they were able to manage them. You know, you had a depth issue on defense, but they were remarkably healthy in 2016. Mm-hmm. You know, and 2017 not as lucky, and I think some of the depth issues kind of came to the surface. And then the offensive line issue was there. You know, and once you started to lose some of your receivers, the offensive line issue really kind of popped out at everybody. And so I think defensive depth is certainly something that they're going to have to take care of. And then, you know, I think the fact that this is a better offensive line draft, you know, obviously I think the assumption is they're going to take a quarterback with a second pick. But finding a way to build some strength and some depth into their offensive line, I would think, would be a priority too.
And Dave Gettleman did a good job of that when he was in Carolina as their general manager. So he'll try to do it again.
Yeah, and that's like he's always been about big people. You know, like that's always been his MO. And you know, you look at the fronts that he built in Carolina, the investment they made in defensive linemen, KK Short, Star Lutulele. You know, they really invested in big, imposing people to play on their fronts. And so you can expect that in New York.
Albert, good stuff. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Albert Breer, today's guest on Giants.com.